last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, supporting Irish businesses with audit, tax, outsourcing and advisory expertise. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Brian Carey, the business editor of the Sunday Times, is with us today. And there's one thing I want to talk about in detail. What Donald Trump is threatening in relation to tariffs on movies imported into the United States, if they haven't been made in the United States and are going to be screened there, what exactly is he proposing?
Well, he's talking about, Matt, a tariff of up to 100% on what he calls foreign-made films. Now, it's very, very difficult to decipher exactly what he means, and it's typical Donald Trump in terms of relaying his policy via social media. So there's very little detail, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't caused absolute panic in the global film industry, as he has created panic in so many different industries. So it's a very, very familiar narrative. He's talking about an industry that's been basically denuded by foreign forces who are using cheaper labour and tax breaks to take jobs out of America.
Does he have a point?
He has, to a certain extent. Certainly, one of the powerful trade unions in Hollywood reckons that about 18,000 jobs have been lost in California and across America in the entertainment industry as a result of productions moving to the UK, Ireland, Australia, and Canada, so outside of America. So it is a real thing.
Isn't there internal competition in the United States as well? Don't certain states offer tax breaks, which has encouraged the business to move there out of California?
That's right, yeah. You have different... It's really all about incentives and what incentives are offered to the production companies. So I think the incentive in California is relatively low. It's about 20%, but all the infrastructure is there, so a lot of the productions are made there. But you'd have higher incentives in New York, for example, and perhaps in Canada and Mexico. And also here and in the UK. And the UK has been particularly successful in taking productions out of Hollywood.
And I get to that in a moment. But first of all, is it everything that Trump worries about are goods, but isn't the movie business effectively a service? Is this him extending his tariff war into different areas?
It is, and that makes it much more difficult to actually try and find out exactly what he's going to put a tariff on, because a tariff is a tax on imports. And, you know, as we think of in the old business organization books, services are invisible imports. So he's trying to put a tariff on something that is effectively invisible. And people are trying to get their head around exactly what he is going to put the tariff on. Is it going to be basically footage that's sent across? Is it going to be based on transactions or how it's going to be done? So it is typical Trump. It's like there is definitely an issue around the US film industry, but it's such a crude means of trying to address that issue.
But is this not also one of the industries in which America is the absolute dominant player, where it actually has a surplus rather than the deficits in other industries that he complains about so much?
Absolutely, and that kind of undermines his argument. But I think his approach is the loss of jobs from America, and that is his starting point in this argument, and that's where he's taking it.
Just to take one example of a current movie, Thunderbolts, with the asterisks after it, apparently the score was done, the music was all done in the UK. There was part of it filmed in Malaysia, but the vast bulk of it was filmed in the US. So how then do you apply a tariff to that?
Yeah, I suppose it all depends on what you define as a foreign film, you know, and also does it mean that films that are made in France or indeed Ireland, purely Irish films that have very little or no American backing, are they, and which, you know, are not taking any jobs away from America because they're purely Irish productions, you know, would they also face a tariff? So it is very, very unsure. But the net effect is the same, and it is that it's creating huge uncertainty. And it's the uncertainty that really will hit this industry, because when you think about film, you know, a lot of it is pre-sold. So you're actually, the product isn't manufactured when you're selling it.
I'm just thinking, is the much hyped new Harry Potter TV series going to have to be made in America now rather than Britain to keep Trump happy? Tell us about Ireland. How much business are we doing in Ireland out of the TV and film industry and streaming in the United States?
Yeah, well, the industry in total is valued, I think, at about 900 million euros. So it's quite substantial, about 12,000 jobs. And we have our own tax regime here. And since 2016, I think the number of productions that have been supported by that tax incentive is 850. So obviously they're not all Hollywood films, but it's basically, this is the underpinning of the industry here. So it's a very, very substantial industry. It's one that is very much driven by, projects. It's a project-driven industry. And I think that this uncertainty where, you know, producers are going out, they have an idea and they're selling it to streamers, and streamers are wondering, well, you know, is this going to be subject to a tariff? You know, I think that uncertainty will be playing harder than, you know, even the tariff.
It's not even the contract work that they actually do for making American movies and TV shows here. It's even creative movies that might be made with an eye to selling into the American market, which would be so important to them, that they might feel that mightn't happen and therefore they don't get the finance to do anything.
Exactly. It's if you were looking at that this would go well in America, or you could sell this to a streamer, then how do you sell it to a Netflix or a Disney Plus if they don't know what the exact finances are, you know? So it's, and it could, it's not just movies, it's also, there are a number of game shows that have been made here, American game shows have been made in Ireland, you know, so it is potentially very far reaching, but as we know, none of it may transpire at all.
Another fine mess caused by the chaos that Donald Trump likes. Brian Carey, business editor of the Sunday Times, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
The Last Word on Today FM.